this biodiesel project, what's the history of it? What motivated you to begin the whole thing?
Well, to give you a little background, initially, whenever I was in seventh grade, I got my scuba certification. And when I was there getting my certification, one of the dive masters had her high school teacher go to this place called the Island School, which was located on Eleuthera in the Bahamas. And she said, well, there's this little summer program you might be interested in. You know, we're going to go and we're going to kind of check out some research projects in the field of science, and then we'll do a little scuba diving while we're down there. And I said, okay, I'd be happy to go. And so I went down there, and the Island School was an energy self-sufficient community. They had wind power, they had solar power, and they had biodiesel. And I went and talked to the person who was in charge of the little biodiesel plant that they had going there. And I said, well, you know, what exactly is this whole process? And would you mind kind of talking to me about it? And I got some information and some knowledge, and I carried the idea back with me to Oak Hall.
And what were they using for biodiesel?
They were gathering cooking oil from a local cruise line called Caribbean Cruise Lines. And they got about 500 gallons just straight from the cruise liner.
Rather than them throwing it away, they were giving it to these folks.
Mm-hmm. And so we said, well, why don't we try and get a biodiesel plant for our school to do something with? And I said, okay, well, that's kind of a cool thing. You know, where can we go with it? And after a couple of years of just kind of organizing everything, we have it now, which I'm quite frankly very happy to say we've been successful in the whole paperwork process of government and trying to figure out exactly what we need to meet in terms of regulations.
What are you using the biodiesel fuel for at your school exactly?
Right now we're just using in the lawn equipment. It can be used in any diesel engine. However, the long-term goal was to get it into the school buses. However, there were some more regulations on that, and we didn't want to quite mess with a school bus kind of an engine. We'd rather mess with something like a lawnmower, just because it'd be safer.
So it's a pretty clean fuel,
mm-hmm.
and it's very efficient?
It's pretty clean, yeah. I guess in terms of efficiency, it kind of depends on what kind of oil you have. Like peanut oil, you'll get about 75% biodiesel. Compared to some other oils like bacon grease, that was one of my science fair project parts, by the way, was that we tested for how much conversion we'd get. With bacon grease, we didn't have as much conversion of biodiesel from the oil.
All right, well, so recently, I know at Oak Hall, you had a very interesting guest visiting the school to see your project. Tell me about that day. Who was here?
We had Mr. Creedle, the Speaker of the House, Larry Creedle. And we also had Mr. Precourt. That was the first visit. And then the second round, we had the Secretary of Environmental Protection.
And Michael Sowell?
Yes, Mr. Sowell. And we had this kind of ribbon-cutting ceremony that we had in mind, and he was our special guest speaker, and that was kind of cool. And we had him visit, and we were just kind of organizing everything for this clarification to a law that we have to make. Currently, the way the system works is we have to get this license, which we went through and did. However, there's this paperwork form, and you have to pay a tax on however much biodiesel you make, and then you have to send that off to the state, and then they file the paperwork. And then, however, since the school itself is tax-exempt, we have to file for an annual refund to all of this, and then we'd get the money back, essentially. And we just kind of want to try and get away with just not having to do any of the paperwork. Because, I mean, nobody's making money off the tax, and it's just kind of an unnecessary burden on both parts.
You were asked to speak before the Senate of Florida during the legislative session. That's a pretty big deal. So what do you plan to say? What's the key thing you're going to focus on when you speak before the... Is it a committee or a full Senate or what?
It's one of the Senate's committees. And basically all I plan on saying is, you know, here's the case. You know, we're not making a lot of biodiesel. You know, maybe 500 gallons at the most we plan on producing a year. And, you know, well, here's what we're doing. We're a humble little project. You know, most of it's based on educational stuff. You know, the students want to learn about this process as a whole. And with the paperwork and the filing and the tax requirement, you know, no one's benefiting from it. So would you mind making this clarification and just getting around the whole process? And hopefully they'll say sure. And I'm excited to see where it goes from there.
So would that mean that any other school that would want to do that they would also then benefit from you doing this?
Yes. And our idea was to get a biodiesel manual started. And the idea of the manual was to be able to give it to other organizations, you know, Boys and Girls Club or other schools or just any group that would be interested in getting a biodiesel plant started. And the idea would be just to redistribute it to these other people and just let them have the option and try and get something like this going.